Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that if you don't follow up with teaching new Christians and doctrine, you have failed to do the Great Commission. Let's continue with that thought today. People like to measure themselves against others, and so often they choose the hypocrite in the church to measure their spirituality. God doesn't do that. He compares you to Jesus Christ. And we all, especially myself, we fail miserably when compared to Christ. In Luke chapter 24, verses 46 through 48, it says this, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission means forgiveness, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." Now, this is an expression of the first part of the Great Commission, which is teach them, go into, therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. So you teach them the way of salvation. You teach them how to be saved. And so this Luke 24, verses 46 through 48, is just expanding on that, saying you call them to repentance and forgiveness, believing that Jesus died for them, was buried, and rose from the dead. So, repentance and remission of sins. Repentance realizes not only for my wrongness and that I'm a sinner, but also stresses the idea that I want cleansed from it. Remission, speaking of forgiveness of sins, then shows that I really know that I deserve to go to hell. Now, when a newly saved person comes in, then the church will first baptize that person after their salvation. That's the Lord's first command. That's what we saw here in Matthew 28. Then we begin to teach them sound doctrine and service for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what I want you to understand is simply this, that we haven't completed the Great Commission. If you only witness to a lost soul, you just lead souls to Christ, but you don't follow up with baptism, then teaching them to observe what he's commanded, then you fail the Great Commission. You see, just like newborn babes, they need to be fed and nourished and brought along. A baby doesn't go out and start to work the first day he was born and earn his own living. He has to depend on others. And so, the first thing that was dealt with in an unsaved person is the sin issue. And so, now that that issue is dealt with, he must be taught. Now, on our website, I told you the centralbaptistocala.org that is given each day on our outgo when the announcer at the end of each day's broadcast tells you how to contact us. You'll find there that there are booklets by Dr. Andy Bloom, and one is called Building Blocks. And that is on how to grow in the new Christian life. But that was actually designed for you to one-on-one take new converts and teach them the way of righteousness. And so, teach them doctrine, teach them soundness in the faith. And so you take one under your wing, and hey, start with your children. Start with your loved ones that may have just gotten saved. On the other hand, there's a responsibility of the new convert. You see, your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Now, in chapter 1, verse 7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Chapter 2 that we're in now, verse 2, and he is the propitiation. That is the entire payment for all our sins, for all time. It says, he is the propitiation for our sins and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That one verse kills Calvinism, doesn't it? They believe in limited atonement, so therefore his blood is not sufficient for the sins of the whole world. It didn't pay. It's not the propitiation for the sins of the whole world. That verse is a lie as far as they're concerned. You and I know it's the truth. Whosoever will, let him drink of the water of life freely. Okay, now, but verse 12 said at the end there that your sins are forgiven you for what? His name's sake. That is what the scholars call a perfect passive, meaning it was something that happened in the past, but has a continuing active result. It's passive in showing that that work took place in you by an outside power. You didn't do it yourself. You didn't save yourself. It happened to you, but you didn't do it. Jesus Christ did it. You simply received it. And, as John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The new convert must, and let me make an emphasis on the word must, the new convert must accept the responsibility to be in God's house. Now, you put a baby bottle to the little infant's mouth. He's responsible to begin to suck on it and drink to get his nourishment. And that's the same thing with the new convert. He gets the milk of God's word at God's house and as fellow believers edify him. A lot of times, there may be two or three that feed the bottle to the child. But again, there's a responsibility to drink it in. And so there's a responsibility to be in God's house, to learn more of his word, and to know him. They repented. That is, they did not do penance. And they're told of their position in Christ. They're little children. They are saved for Jesus' sake. Now, it is good when we people see someone saved and baptized, which is the first command after salvation, as we stated earlier. But then, we see them faithful to God's house, while other believers seek to help them in God's word and work and to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. And so, we seek to bring them to a closer walk. Now, we can't be novices ourselves, so we have to be into the Word of God. Now, there are people that have taken young couples, and I've seen some that take in young couples into their house to teach them how to be good parents. What it comes down to, though, is there's some mentioned Bible verses, but it's mainly teaching some religious psychology book, some religious college's book, instead of just straight out Bible. And all that does is teaches new believers to seek outside sources instead of the Word of God. Be careful of that. Always let the Word of God be primary and foremost in all things. It is a light to our path. It is a lamp unto our feet. It shows us ourselves and it shows us the way we ought to go. So just follow it. It's our counselors. Now, if it's an older child, the younger one is playing with you. The little one begins to do things that upset the apple cart. That is, it causes a problem. So the older brother teaches the little brother how to crawl, how not to break that knick-knack. In other words, as he grows or she grows from infant to little child, they will be influenced often by older children. But God wants his family of the local church to work together in love. And he wants mature Christians who are mature in the Word of God to teach the younger, not those that are sees a new Christian and takes them under their wing and spills out to them their philosophies. Before too long, they are critical of biblical doctrine with their Calvinism or their contemporary or emerging or whatever else. A new convert needs your help to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, especially if that new convert is one of your own children. Now, fathers are commanded in verse 13 there. Notice, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. So now we see the fathers being addressed. The first way we see fathers is in a manner of being seniors. Now, some scholars teach that these were those that were with Christ from the beginning of the church, and those from the beginning, and they have known Christ physically as well as spiritually. They are still walking with him later, these many years later. They have and are fulfilling Romans 8, 28, 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, for those who are the called according to his purpose. In other words, they endured in all the trials for Christ's sake. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Calvinists like to stop at predestinate and say, see, he's predestinating us, yes, but what did he predestinate us to? You're saved, you're predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son. Okay, so saved people are predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So what does he do? His Holy Ghost come to live within you. He begins working in your heart to conform you to Christ sometimes. Just like with the baby, as he gets a little older, he gets his hand smacked when he puts it where it's not supposed to be. And then sometimes he'll get a spanking as he even grows older. And he's taught how to walk in a way that is right and acceptable. And God will do that with his own. So, as being senior saints, they are also to be examples to others. They got saved many years ago. They remain faithful. But they can't do the things they used to do. They are physically no longer able to do a lot of those things. But they do what they can, having known him. By the way, I think that sometimes the greatest ministry that a senior citizen has, they've retired, their bodies are broken down and all that, they may be entering the greatest time of their ministry. That is, they become prayer warriors for Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible plants my feet.